Portsmouth Comic Con is now just 1 week away. It's come around very, very quickly. Nice to be joined by Pippa Bostock. She's the Development and Engagement and Marketing Director at Mary Rose Museum. Have I got that right, Pippa?
You have indeed, Ian. That's pleasure to join you.
That's a long title, isn't it?
It is a very long title.
Yeah, bit of everything you do there. So you're at the Mary Rose Museum. How are you doing today? You okay?
I'm great, thank you. The sun's shining, it's wonderful. And I'm so excited about Comic-Con next week.
Yeah, so it's just 1 week away now. So you're from the Mary Rose Museum. It is a museum like no other. I've been there a few times. Just the largest collection of Tudor objects in the world. Now, you know, there's nowhere else that's got so much Tudor stuff, is there?
No, we have over 19,100 Tudor artefacts. It truly is a real time capsule from Tudor life. You know, it's everyday life. It's the games they were playing while they were on board ship. It's the shoes they were wearing. It's the linstocks, which are like what they used to use to light the cannons. It's the ones they were halfway through carving when the ship went down. It's a real window into what life was like back then, and it's just such a special place to be.
I know, and as I say, unlike any other museum, you've just got so many sort of bits and pieces from the time and learnt so much, haven't you, about the Tudor times?
Yeah, we even found out that they had how they told the time back then on board ship. We found they had pocket sundials. Until they were found on the Mary Rose, we didn't think they existed in this country until about 100 years later. So many things that we've learned from the Mary Rose. They even found fleas in the teeth of the knit coat board ship. So we have Tudor fleas in the museum. It's just so much fun getting to learn about all the incredible things we have. And we have our own ship's dog, of course, Hatch.
Oh, yeah.
Who was on board. He was a carpenter's dog, and he was a ratter. So he helped to keep the rat population on the ship down.
Yeah, it's just so much. As I say, it's a massive museum, but is it a problem fitting everything into it?
Oh, we have so many artifacts. We could fit a lot. We wish we could have a museum three times the size to show everything that we have. But you know, the curation team do an amazing job of showing all the beautiful artifacts. And we have a wonderful secondary collection case where we bring out different artifacts on a regular basis for people to see. And we have a reserve collection that we can take people around to see. So we try and show as much as we can and really, you know, share all those wonderful artifacts with everyone, because that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And why do you think so many people love Tudor times? Because I think out of all of history, if you speak to a lot of people, it's always Tudor times that they refer to as their favourite sort of time in history, isn't it?
I think it's it's just such an inspirational time, and it's something it's elements that we can all relate to, but it's in so much of our popular culture. If you look at, you know, even Shardlake, the new TV programme on Disney Plus, that's set in Tudor times, and it's something we all like to, I think we all romanticise, don't we, and look back at those times with wonder.
Yeah, I think so. And tell us about the new 4D experience that you've got now as well.
So Dive 4D is incredibly special. It launched back in March last year. And it's a 4D cinema experience, about 15 minutes long, where you hear all about the incredible job that 500 volunteer divers did of discovering the Mary Rose, finding it in the first place, because it was lost on the seabed in the Solent, and then how they brought that up to the surface, you know. It's just so much. It's like a mini series or a movie all in itself. It's so much drama involved in getting that up and making it happen back in 1982.
Yeah,
we're just so pleased to be able to share that story.
Yeah, I remember at the time that weren't there, like, as they were raising it, it was a bit of a jolt, wasn't there, for a second there?
There was. It's like a bit of a heart-stopping moment.
Definitely.
Dive 4D tells that story, and we've got a brand new exhibition coming this July as well, so I can't say too much because it's still a bit top secret.
Okay.
But come and see us at Comic Con and we might be able to whisper a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely a reason. So tell us a little bit about Portsmouth Comic Con and how you're involved in it next weekend then.
Oh, we are so excited. We're involved in two different places at Portsmouth Comic Con next weekend. So we're going to be in the building up towards the top with Seekers Create. And you'll be able to see some of the community projects we've been working on there, and you'll be able to see some of our engagement activities, and we'll be doing doodles with Seekers Create, and that's going to be really exciting. And then we're going to be outside doing some other Tudor activities. We've got some Tudor games, we've got archery, we've got all kinds of things going on outside. So come and see if you can find us in both locations. That's the challenge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we were there last year and my godson was trying out the archery, and I remember it's great fun, really good to get involved, and you know, something that you can't always get to do. So it's really good that you're providing that there. So Comic Con, you've been there quite a few years now. Are you into comics? Are you into superheroes and everything else yourself?
I mean, I think I'm a bit of a big kid, to be honest. I love everything like that. And I think this time the team have done, the team always do. I've done Comic Con. I've worked at Comic Con since the very first one. So yeah. I'm really lucky. I've been a part of the story from the beginning. But they do such an incredible job of bringing experiences that would otherwise never come to the city. You know, like the strangely marvelous wizarding booth they've got this time round, the Star Wars experience. And we have so much fun with it as the Mary Rose. We kind of, last time we had like Chewbacca doing archery and all kinds of stuff.
So was he any good?
It's just the atmosphere. Just, you can't describe it. It's so much fun. Yeah. Everyone's there to have a good time.
Yeah. And like we were saying off air, they use every sort of nook and cranny of the Guildhall, don't they? Every little space is taken up with something. There's no room for anything more if they tried, I think, because it's just so much to see and do throughout the day.
The place is literally full to the rafters. And there's just, everywhere you look, there's something amazing to do and to get involved with, you know. And we've got some little giveaways coming, some little things if you come and see us. So yeah, come and say hello.
Yeah, we'll be coming next weekend, so we'll definitely come say hello. I believe Jake Smith will be hosting a panel with your team next Sunday at Comic Con as well, which will be something
Absolutely.
To look forward to.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, no, okay. Will you be dressing up yourself?
Well, that's definitely a secret, but yeah, come and see us and you can find out.
Okay, there's a lot of secrets here that they're going to have to come and see you, aren't they, to see what's going on.
Yeah, it's just such a special Portsmouth thing. Portsmouth Comic Con has taken on a life of its own. And I think the whole city will be there. All the partners are going to be there. It's going to be a real celebration.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Have fun at Portsmouth Comic Con next weekend. More info, it's maryrose.org, isn't it? That's your website.
It is indeed. Thank you so much, Ian.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Pippa. Have fun next weekend. I'm going to track her down, find out what she's wearing next weekend. Have a good day. Cheers, Pippa, for talking to us. Thank you very much. That's Pippa Bostock from the Mary Rose Museum. Check her out at Portsmouth Comic Con next weekend.